USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence on Saturday called Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh a man of integrity with impeccable credentials. With more on what Pence said at the Value Voters Summit, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence says under the Trump administration, the U.S. economy is proof that the American dream is working again for every citizen.
Since Election Day, job creators, large and small, have already created more than 4 million good-paying jobs across this country. Jobless claims haven't been this low in nearly 50 years, and we've reached record low unemployment for African Americans and Hispanic Americans.
According to Politico, the Senate Judiciary Committee has tentatively reached an agreement for a hearing Thursday with Christine Blasey Ford regarding her allegation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
An auction is underway this weekend in Chicago for pop culture fans of Ronald McDonald, Mayor McCheese, and Officer Big Mac. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more details.
More than 350 vintage, one-of-a-kind lots of the advertising prototypes will be auctioned off this weekend by a former vendor known as Setmakers. Jim Lance is with Heritage Auctions.
The Setmakers collection is from the president and owner of this company. He has kept all this artwork and one-of-a-kind pieces of Ronald McDonald and Friends. He has now decided to release these to the public, and he is also donating a portion of the proceeds to the great Ronald McDonald House Charities.
There are still some items you can bid online for Sunday up until 1 o'clock Central Time. And finally, Disney CEO Bob Iger admitted that ESPN is becoming overly political. Iger also said he is working on reeling in the politics and having ESPN focus more on sports. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Move over, helicopter parents or tiger moms. A whole new breed of terrifying parents has just arrived, and it's just in time for the school year. Now, they're called lawnmower parents. Now, these are parents who don't let their children fail. They basically help them to succeed at pretty much everything they do. J.C. Pakuda is a pastor and author of a new book titled Welcome to Adulting. He joined Fox News to talk about why it's key to let your children fail from time to time.
I think, you know, so often we try to remove those obstacles, but we know the world is hard. When you get out there and you graduate from college or out there in the real world, and it's just like, oh man, this is so difficult. And so if parents just can remove those obstacles, then we're not ready. And I think young adults really want to rise to the occasion, that if we give them opportunities to fail, they really say, hey, let me do my thing. Like, give me an opportunity to change the world. That's what's deep inside their heart, is to do something bigger than themselves.
Pakuda also talks about how you reach college and high school age students in this time of social media and everything else going on in the world.
Call them to something bigger than themselves and redefine what relationships are. Because right now with social media, we have so many friends, right? You know, thousands of friends on Facebook and Instagram, followers on Twitter. But hey, what does it mean to have real relationships, to go deep on a deeper level, to have people who actually know you and will help hold you accountable in this life?
Please do remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.